Today's GeoQuiz is coming in for a landing. We're looking for a Southeast Asian city where you'd find Suvarnabhumi Airport. The name means golden land in Sanskrit, and it was chosen by King Bhumibol Adulyadej. And here's another clue that's a little easier to pronounce. The city's airport has the world's tallest air control tower. It's more than 430 feet in the air. There was a little action today a little lower down at the airport. Police busted a passenger on his way to the Persian Gulf. When they opened his luggage, they found a bunch of... wait, I gotta catch my plane. We're back with the answer in five. Our GeoQuiz today features an Asian city where authorities busted an illegal animal trafficker at the airport. The man had several rare wild animals packed in his suitcases. All of the animals were babies. We've got a link to the video of the bust at theworld.org. Stephen Galster was a witness. He directs an anti-wildlife trafficking group called Freeland. Steve, this took place at the international airport in Bangkok, Thailand. The answer to our GeoQuiz, and as we said, you were there. What did you see when authorities approached this suspect?
Yeah, well, let me first clarify. My team was there, and I was operating outside the airport. We were supporting a police task force investigation, and what they saw was these were undercover officers who had followed the buyers, who were from the UAE in this case.
United Arab Emirates.
Correct, who were buying some exotic animals. They bought some panthers, baby leopards, baby bear, and some baby monkeys. And unbeknownst to them, there was an undercover officer who was close enough to their purchasing operation to know when they were going to arrive. So one of the men was, after checking into first class, took his hand carry luggage all the way to, the business lounge, and from there was going to board a plane, and that to police demonstrated right there he was smuggling outside the country, and they stunned him, they grabbed him and said, "You're not going anywhere," open up the bags, and they pulled out these baby critters, which had been sedated, but they started to yawn and then cry, and from there the vets took over, and he was arrested.
So you've got two leopards, two panthers, an Asiatic black bear, and two macaque monkeys. What's the market for these animals? Had they not been rescued, would they have gone to a zoo, or would they have been exotic food?
We're not exactly sure, but given the destination of the Gulf states, we're pretty sure they would have gone into a private collection of perhaps a rich person. There's plenty of those there.
And probably fetching a pretty high price, one would guess.
If they wanted to resell, sure. I mean, just here in Thailand alone, some of these endangered baby tiger cubs or leopard cubs could easily go for $5,000 a piece.
These kind of busts are not uncommon, but this one was much bigger than most, right?
This was an unusual one in that we have seen people smuggle live animals out through the airport before in little cages or canisters stuffed in their suitcase. We've never seen such a variety before. He literally had a little zoo in his two suitcases.
Is Asia a hotspot as a source for this kind of smuggling, or do you find wild animals all over the world that get smuggled?
Illegal wildlife trade is definitely a global phenomenon, estimated anywhere between $10 billion and $30 billion a year, perhaps the third largest form of black market commerce behind drugs and guns. Southeast Asia constitutes a huge part of that trade because of its rich biodiversity, and a lot of the demand for the animals are right back in this region as well. So you've got, people targeting elephants, tigers, leopards, bears, anything that'll fetch a price, not just for private collections like the ones these guys were heading to, but also for their body parts.
Wow. Stephen, what's going to happen to these animals that were recovered?
These animals have already been turned over to the Department of National Parks of Thailand, which has wildlife confiscation centers, and they're being cared for very well right now.
I was really touched when you said that they yawned when they opened the suitcases and then started crying.
Yeah, the yawns turned to quite loud cries. If anybody gets a chance to see the footage, the bear in particular was a bit noisy, and everybody felt very bad for them.
Stephen Galster is the director of the anti-wildlife trafficking group Freeland, headquartered in Bangkok.
Thanks for covering it.